This is Northern Ag Network On Demand, sponsored by Millborn Seeds. The Millborn team focuses on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at MillbornSeeds.com.
Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with another edition of our News and Voices in Agriculture. One of the big stories we've talked about a lot in the last 2 years was the near meteoric rise of farm expenses. But if you've been paying attention to input costs, you know that fertilizer and chemical prices have come down substantially this year. Shay Richter from Wilbur Ellis told me that glyphosate costs in particular have tumbled down, creating an opportunity for growers to lock in some lower costs.
Oh, yeah, it's been quite the ordeal with glyphosate this spring. The floor just really dropped out in this last week. Throughout the Golden Triangle, I'm pretty sure you can find RT3 in that under 20, mid-teens range.
So what's causing the drop in the glyphosate market?
Well, there's a lot of stuff at play. The generics have oversupplied the market for the last month and a half. And I guess Bayer is just going to go ahead and swing for the fences and protect some of the market share. That, a little bit of oversupply, these weeded systems that a lot of you farmers out there are running, I think that's taking a bigger impact on demand than what Bayer was thinking originally. So a great opportunity here.
Stay with us. We'll talk more about chemical expenses after this.
The world is full of unknowns. Don't let your grain storage be one of them. For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been producing custom American-made hopper bins. Locally engineered and manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves bins meet a variety of storage needs, including grain, dry fertilizer, distiller's grain, cow cake, frac sand, and coal. In a world of unknowns, grain bins give you long-term flexibility and control over marketing decisions. Custom quality bins built in America's heartland. More at amberwavesinc.com.
After paying record high costs for chemical and fertilizer in one of the worst droughts in 30 years, farmers are relieved to see a turnaround in the cost of some major inputs, especially as moisture conditions have improved dramatically this year. Shay Richter from Wilbur Ellis says the lower glyphosate costs have created significant savings for farmers that he says are worth considering locking in.
At the prices we're seeing today on some of this Roundup, I would have no problem locking in a year supply, maybe even longer than that. Last year, a shuttle of Roundup RT3 was about $11,000. This year, we're looking more in that $3,700. So you take 8 shuttles that an average farmer would use, and we're looking about a $60,000 savings just in one input.
A huge impact on profitability. I also asked Shay about the weed pressure in the Golden Triangle this year.
We had a pretty good run on some weeds this spring, but thank God we had a little bit cooler weather, so we didn't have to see those huge rates of glyphosate going out on some of those fallow acres. This cool weather has really been saving our bacon. Like I said, with these weeded systems, just putting that spray right on the plant where it needs to be and not blanket applicating, that's really taken a hit into our sales of RT3, but it's been great for the farmers.
Stay with us. We're going to talk about the nitrogen market when we come back. Ready to harvest your canola the way you want, but even better? Catch the Maximize Your Bushels Combine Clinic presented by Newseed. Gain valuable insights on combine optimization and harvest strategies. Attend for a chance to win a Bushel Plus Smart Pan system, the must-have tool that precisely measures grain loss on any combine. Event in Ledger July 13th, Sydney July 28th with lunch provided. Register for free on Facebook or call Ben, your Newseed rep, at 606-0064. Newseed, delivering value beyond yield. Fertilizer prices have come down from record levels witnessed not long ago. Shay Richter with Wilbur Ellis says there's been a dramatic drop in nitrogen prices, falling to levels not seen in years.
We're down about $300, $250 from even where we were this spring and $500 off of last year. I haven't seen urea with a 4 in front of it probably in 4 or 5 years. Remember, guys, that wheat's still up, and this fertilizer prices and these RT3 prices or glyphosate prices, usually our two biggest inputs, are coming way down here. So we have opportunity to lock in a little profitability for the next year.
So what level of cost savings are farmers seeing compared to last year?
We're looking about a $30,000 savings on a 2,500-acre farm if you go year to year. Last year, you could have spent upwards of $84,000 on urea. This year, with the prices we're at now, wheat prices roughly the same, maybe just a touch lower, we're looking at about 54,000. So great opportunity to get a little profitability, lock in for next year if you're able to go lock in a couple bushels of wheat for next harvest as well.
I also asked Shea if he had any indications going forward of what to expect in the nitrogen market.
I don't think we can make urea for too much cheaper than it is right now when you factor in the transportation cost, getting it here. So I just don't think there's a whole lot of room to go down. It's not like 2 years ago or last fall when we're $800 and you have $400 that it could fall. Right now you lock yourself in. If it went down $100, you'd be in a lot better shape than guys were last fall. So there's just not that huge swing that you could lose that much profitability.
We'll wrap up this weekend's program by discussing crop conditions after this.
Boot Barn honors a Western legacy built by those who persevere through resourceful determination. Ariat honors that same legacy by bringing innovative technology to classic pieces. Driven by a dedication to the craft, Ariat blends timeless Western artistry with advanced performance features for the modern cowboy and rodeo athlete. Out West, ingenuity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Farmers have plenty more to smile about here in 2023. When you compare back to last year's drought and record costs, things are looking a lot better, even though the wheat market is down from where it was a year ago. I asked Shea Richter with Wilbur Ellis to give us an update on how the crops are looking in the Golden Triangle, with harvest just a matter of weeks away.
I'll tell you, the winter wheat around here just looks great. As far as some of the spring crops, they've been looking good all spring. I'm guessing some of these winter wheat yields up on the High Line are going to be very, very close to record. Really big turnaround from last year. It's great to see most of these farmers got at least a little bit of a smile on their face. And I think there's a lot of optimism going into next year. Just with the moisture we've had, there's going to be a ton of winter wheat planted.
Shea adds there are less pulse acres this year, far more mustard, and actually things aren't too bad in terms of disease and pest pressure.
Not near as many pulse acres this year as the mustard had to take some of that up. But the lentils, for the most part, look pretty good. I've seen some chickpeas yesterday that were up to my knees, so that was unbelievable. Hasn't been too much disease pressure. I guess the biggest concern right now is maybe grasshoppers. We had to take a couple swings at them early on this spring, but I think we got them slowed down with some of that rain. Conditions are great, and we should be getting into harvest here in about 10 to 15 days.
Well, thanks for joining us for this weekend's News and Voices in Agriculture. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.